What do Jimmy Buffett, Jay-Z, and Kenny Rogers have in common? Well, they've all parlayed their fame to sell food in restaurants and chains. Now, how many celebrity restaurateurs can actually cook? Well, that's another story. Lisa Morehouse takes us to Orange County, California, where there's a sandwich shop run by the pop star known as Vietnam's Madonna, who is as comfortable behind the stove as she is behind the mic.
I'm in Westminster, California, in a banquet hall that's been converted to a club for the night. Linda Trung Dai is performing for a crowd that's dressed to the nines.
My name is Hong Nguyen.
And I'm Juliet Nguyen. We're sisters and we grew up in Alabama.
South, yeah.
They live in LA now, but they just had to make the drive out here tonight.
These were the big Vietnamese stars when we were younger, and we used to watch them on videos and we'd go to their concerts whenever they did come down south.
The sisters say there weren't a lot of Vietnamese people in Alabama in the 80s.
There was only like three Asian in my school, and that was two of them were my sisters.
Tonight, Linda's wearing a barely there, strappy outfit, which fits her image.
She was considered the sex symbol of her time, right, for a Vietnamese singer?
She was the Madonna, the Vietnamese Madonna. Yeah.
Linda Trung Dai loves that comparison with her idol, but she wants to be very clear.
When I'm off stage, I'm like 100% completely different. A total Vietnamese traditional girl who takes care of their family. Food on the table, everything.
Case in point, she started her sandwich shop as a business with her family. Linda Sandwich is in a nondescript building in the middle of a parking lot in a strip mall. But inside it feels like a posh living room. Lush plants, bright murals of Michael Jackson and Marilyn Monroe. There's also a wall of fame with framed images of Vietnamese American singers. Linda's at a back table. She sports stiletto heels, a short skirt, and perfect makeup, including false eyelashes. Patrick Pham is a customer here.
I used to like watch her in those videos with my parents when I was a kid growing up. So she's pretty famous among the Vietnamese community. I never met her personally.
I point out, the pop singer's actually at a table just a few feet away.
I know. Yeah.
The signature dish here is the banh mi sandwich, with grilled meat, fresh and pickled vegetables, and pâté on a crunchy baguette.
I think like the whole baguette came from like France, you know, when they colonized this for 100 years.
More people of Vietnamese descent live in this part of Orange County than in any other place outside Vietnam. And though Linda Trung Dai's journey here was arduous, get her talking and it sounds like a food memoir. She grew up in the early 70s in central Vietnam.
I remember sitting on this wooden table. My grandmother even taught me how to make bánh bèo, which is dough with shrimp on it.
A dish she still loves. After the war, her family went from well-off to poor.
I would buy fruit, like I would buy the whole big watermelon, cut it up and sell it and make money.
And then in 1979, her father got tipped off that the government was going to investigate him on suspicion of aiding the CIA during the war.
So we escape on a boat.
At 2 in the morning, the family split between tiny boats.
We had to be quiet. We were like so like quiet and just, it was scary. Because if we get caught, we go to jail.
They went through storms and ran out of food.
And then finally we went to one of the China Island and they kind of rescue us with rice and sugar. You know, it's strange to eat rice with sugar, but you know, it was so good at the time.
They got back on the water, headed for Hong Kong, and then saw the large British ship that would save them.
We were like waving and oh my God, I could never forget. It was just unbelievable, amazing, most amazing moment. And when we got up to, they rescue us, they give us croissant.
Eating that croissant was like going from hell to heaven, she says. But when her family got to the U.S., she developed another passion. And found her first career. It's a long story, but she went from high school performer to household name, singing with a popular variety show, Paris by Night. She became a huge star. In the 90s, in any home throughout the Vietnamese diaspora, you'd probably find a VHS tape featuring Linda. The videos even got back to Vietnam.
Back then, the people in Vietnam, they have to hide it. It's illegal to watch it. And if they get caught, they would be fined or go to jail.
But an estimated 72 million people did watch them there. Even as Linda started touring Vietnamese communities around the U.S. and the world, food remained central. The first time she went to Australia,
I just brought so many different kind of Vietnamese food from here on the plane. Ban bao, and I even brought this soup noodle, bún bò Huế.
She asked the flight attendant to heat it up for her. But she found good Vietnamese food all over the world and started a kind of ritual.
Any city I would go to, I would check in at the hotel, throw my luggage, and go find a Vietnamese restaurant.
Other musicians encouraged her to start her own restaurant. And about 5 years ago, Linda Sandwich was born.
Hai xá xíu một đặc biệt.
The small staff does most of the food prep and sales, but Linda Truong Dai is still the only one to make a special Linda sauce that goes in the sandwiches.
This is my sauce maker. It's a mixer. Sometimes when I travel to Australia to sing on a tour or to Europe, I would be up all night here making sauce and sleep on the plane.
Anything, she says, for good food.
Vietnamese queen of pop Linda Truong Dai is the owner of Linda Sandwich Shop in Orange County, California. This story is part of Lisa Morehouse's series California Foodways, supported by Cal Humanities. It was originally produced for KCRW's Independent Producers Project. Now, you can assemble your own Vietnamese sandwich from this recipe for fried omelet banh mi from Asian food authority Andrea Nguyen. You'll find it all at splendidtable.org.